we've been creating recipes, which I think is rare. A lot of recipe writers, a lot of cookbook authors are actually not chefs. So we're coming from two perspectives. We're coming from the chef perspective. You know, you've heard Jody's, you know, hot science tips throughout the years. You've heard me talk about timing and how to get it on the table in a reasonable manner. And then we've got the perspective of busy family life and putting, integrating those tips in there. So bringing that all together, I think, is a bit of a unique perspective.
Welcome to Chef Over Your Shoulder, our podcast about the connections we make through cooking, pairing professional chefs, Jody and Kirsty from the Culinary Studio, with me, a burn to the bottom of the pan expert, creates the perfect recipe to demystify the kitchen and bring back the joy of cooking without the pressure. Today is a special episode. It is the first in a new ongoing series that takes you behind the scenes of Jody and Kirsty's cookbook journey. They are taking hundreds of their original much-loved recipes from the Culinary Studio and turning them into a cookbook. In each episode, you will hear about the funny moments, the big wins, and the way they work through challenges along the way. From Swiss Chalet meetings, to finding handwritten recipes in old journals, to rigorous recipe testing happening in kitchens everywhere, including mine. This is not a glossy for display only cookbook. It's being built for everyday cooks and chefs of every experience level, from Red Seal pros right down to people like me who've been known to burn soup to the bottom of the pot. And if you happen to be a publisher looking for a tested, community-powered cookbook from Canadian chefs with 15 years of teaching experience, we would love to hear from you. So in our last episode, when we talked about quitting the kitchen and empowering our children to learn how to cook, Jody and Kirsty, you guys mentioned how you're working on a cookbook, which we've talked about loosely in the past, but this was sort of the first concrete thing that you said. You were collecting recipes and it was starting to form a little bit. And I had so many questions that I couldn't ask because we were so busy talking about the kids in the kitchen that we wanted to do, some sort of let's check in with what's going on with the cookbook episodes so that I can learn about it and everybody else can hear what you're doing and how it's working, and we can all get excited about for when it comes out. So tell me a little bit about, I know you have had the recipes and you've been talking about it, but when you really, like, where did it start?
Well, I'm going to say that this has been years in the making. It will be 15 years in business in April.
Congratulations.
And we have 15 years of recipes, original recipes that we have created, that we have tested, that we have sometimes taught. So it was time. We've been talking. I always said, I'm like, if one of my biggest regrets on my deathbed, if I'm like, I didn't write a cookbook, I would be feeling that my life was not fully accomplished, even though I've got a loving husband, some fantastic kids, and I find joy in every day. But I want a cookbook.
Aww.
You want a freaking book. I want a book. So Kirsty and I got together. Kirsty, take it away.
I would like, well, I said, I think it's important then, you know me, guys. I'm like, I need a list. I need a schedule, right? This German brain doesn't just, you know, I look at Jody's hair. It's all flowy and whatever. And I'm like, nope, it needs to. This is why we're so good together. And I said, let's get together. We need to get together once a week. And so we set aside the time. I said, you know what? Family starts at Swiss Chalet. Let's go to, like, so many important in my life, so many important milestones started at Swiss Chalet. Colby asked, he's like, if I proposed to you at a Swiss Chalet, would you say yes? I'm like, heck yeah. Like, look at this place. There's families and friends and like, you know, like, it's just, and even growing up, my oma lived down the street. Like, I just have, like to me, it's just a starting point for so many things. And so Jody and I went to Swiss Chalet. We got two glasses of Pinot Grigio and two plates of fries and dipping sauce. I got a frickin' stain on my shirt from that dipping sauce. Like, this is where Jody comes in. So great. I was like, tell me what to do. What do I need to do? So from that first meeting, we've now started to catalog.
We're cataloging our recipes. So we're going back. Kirsty is going back into our archives, into the depths of old computers, essentially. We are transferring them. I am then
putting them over into a template. And then once we have a template and they're all standardized, I'm making sure that if we talk about mincing garlic, we do it in the same manner that we always teach. So those are the little things that I am correcting. And then from there, we need to send them out into the world to some testers to get some feedback. We know some are really tried and true. Still, I think we should send them out. You know, Kirsty wrote, and I haven't said this to her yet, but Kirsty wrote in one of the files that we've got to organize that her chicken soup recipe is check tested. And it's been tested by her. Oh, yeah. If you go back and look, that's the only one that has a check mark that says it's tested.
Oh, I think I accidentally put my cursor on that. I'm not.
Okay. So I loved it because I was like, oh, she's really confident in this recipe. But we'll still send those recipes. If there's anyone listening that was like, I would love to test some recipes, we're not going to give you all 500 because we've got over 500.
Wow.
We're going to give, you know, everyone a few here and there to test to get their feedback. We know there's people out there that are very analytical and can look at them and be like, you're missing this part, or this made me question that. So that's what we want to do. I still need to write a proposal. We don't have a publisher. We've got all of these steps that we're nowhere close to it.
Hey, anybody out in radio land know a publisher?
We're here.
That's right. Well, there's lots of steps that goes into this, and you're really at the very beginning of it. And so when you talk about testing, because when we, on previous episodes, you guys talk a lot about how you test your recipes endlessly in order to make sure they're great. Why, what's the reason, what's the importance of putting it out to other people to test it? What will that tell you?
We, Kirsty and I, are professional chefs. We know, we dance without even knowing we're dancing. And that's what we talk about in cooking, right? So we give a recipe to you, and we've given it to you before. We've given you that chicken noodle soup recipe, and you're like,
yes.
Is it a raw chicken or is it a cooked chicken? Do I put the whole chicken in or do I put chicken bones in? All of these things that don't come naturally to you yet, right? Those are the things that you will ask questions as you read the recipe, and that's what you will put in there's going to be a section that you can type that out, and then it'll be like, oh, okay, we need to clarify step three a little bit more to we make sure, or there's a place that will have hot tips and notes that will make sure that we've got that in there.
Well, I think that that's great. And you're not wrong with the chicken noodle soup recipe. Even more, Kirsty, when I did the onion, you were like, oh, you didn't have to chop it all up. You just chop it in half and put it in. So I can see now where those notes would be helpful. You're right. You guys do that without thinking about it. And other people think about it in a different way. And I think I didn't really think about testing in that way. So that'll give you great feedback and just interesting things. You never know what you might be able to add to the recipe too.
Oh, 100%, right? Even your comments, right? Like, everyone loved this, or, you know, we've got friends, like our friend Lynn is like, oh, like my kids don't eat this, you know, recipe, but because it's your recipe, they're like, oh, okay, I'll try it, right? So I think I'm gonna say it out loud. I think that Jody and I have.
And here's a publisher. I'm kidding.
Oh, you got a call from a publisher. Yeah, you go. You take that. Right. And I'll say that people trust our recipes because we've been doing it for so long. I think we've been creating recipes, which I think is rare. A lot of recipe writers, a lot of cookbook authors are actually not chefs. So we're coming from two perspectives. We're coming from the chef perspective. You know, you've heard Jody's, you know, hot science tips throughout the years. We're coming from the chef perspective. You've heard me talk about timing and how to get it on the table in a reasonable manner. And then we've got the perspective of busy family life and integrating those tips in there. So bringing that all together, I think, is a bit of a unique perspective on a cookbook, because as people have told us, the world doesn't need another cookbook. Cookbook market is saturated. And you know what we say? Who fucking cares? We want to do it.
Well, and I think your explanation of the perspective is fantastic, because that is a cookbook that I would want to, as we talked about, I have tons of cookbooks. Many of them don't have the spine cracked. That is a cookbook I would want to crack the spine on, for sure.
Wow. Can we use that as a testimonial? I love it.
You sure can.
But what I was going to say was that there are lots of recipes out there that just don't work, right? They look good. The photo looks good. We're drawn in by, you know, like this gorgeous photo, right? Maybe someone having a bite of it and the sauce like dripping down in just like the perfect little way. But the recipe does not function well. When you go to actually make it, there's steps missing, there's stuff missing. That's another reason that we want to test them, right? We want to make sure that everything is the recipes can be trusted. The recipes are sound. The recipes can be educational, right? There's a recipe and it will give you a step to do. And you're like, but why? I want to know why I'm doing this. Because then that empowers you to apply it in other recipes that maybe aren't so good.
Well, I'm excited to follow along on the journey. We are going to do tons of check-ins because it's going to be so interesting to see behind the scenes how this goes from a meeting at Swish LA to a book on the shelf. You mentioned the number 500. Where are you in your cataloging?
Oh, I kind of started backwards and now we're at about 2024 in terms of things on the computer. Now we still have to comb through our website. And Jody, I haven't even told you this. You need to comb through your Shamrock book. I think one of our very first podcasts, we talked about the written recipes, you know, and so Jody has a book. I have a book. I call it my Birkenstock book. And it's the recipes we start. Every chef was told that in chef school. So these are like our chef school diaries. There might be nothing in there. I don't know yet. But those recipes have to be combed through as well. Recipes that we started making and journaling about. So there's that too.
Well, this is all very exciting. Everyone needs to stay tuned. We're going to do these check-ins periodically so we can see where you're at. And then I'm excited for the last one when we say it's published and it's coming. So I can't wait.
That feels like such a long road, but we're so, so excited. Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. And Avi, you're a tester.
I'm in.
You're in. You're
I'm
in.
Totally in.
My vision is that all the names of every tester go in the like the back of the book where it's like just small names, you know, like in like six font or whatever, hopefully. And then everyone gets their names in the book.
That's fantastic. I love that idea. That's cool. I like that. Thank you for joining us in the kitchen today. If you'd like to know more about what we talked about, including recipes, recommendations, and links to Jody and Kirsty's full selection of online classes, you can find everything in the show notes or visit the Culinary Studio website. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast and take a moment to leave us a review. Chef Over Your Shoulder is a member of the Bespoke Productions Hub podcast network. Happy cooking.